holding over the corners, whether it's going to mevatel it from the same corner, we said it's not going to mevatel it from a corner, it would still be considered a corner even though you're trying to get yourself out, unless you cut it off or you did a very, very good job of stitching it up like a tailor would stitch it up. Now we're moving on to folding over the beged itself. You have a very long beged and he folds up the beged in half. So now the original corners are now folded, so where do you put the tzitzis? The tzitzis now have new corners to them because then the folded half, that now becomes the new corners of the garment. Okay, so here's the ink coastland at the towels, matilin tzitzis al knesa, kamot cheek full. Do not fold over your towels and put tzitzis on the corners while they are folded, meaning the new corners are not considered corners according to the Dazas and Mechaber, and you would not be allowed to go ahead when you fold over the garment and then go ahead and put over the tzitzis on the new. See over here, let's take a little tissue over here, you fold it over, so now you see over here, you would have new corners, okay? These two corners are new, the one where the fold is, you would not put tzitzis over here, says the Mechaber. Rather, obviously, you would still have to have tzitzis on the original corners. You have to have the tzitzis on the original four corners. Now he says, Aval tzarech, as the Ramah just points out, like I just said, Aval tzarech, lato b'dal k'zat v'ha pshutim. You put it on the four original corners over here. Why is this? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Tezvav. Because now when you open up the talus, the scissors, you would have the scissors in the middle of the beged. It wouldn't be in the corner, but it says it's a knaf being in there. You need scissors on the knaf. So it's not going to work just by folding over your garment now to put them in the middle would not work. However, says the Mechaber, Elin Kain, Fara Kula, unless you actually stitched up the whole garment, this is from the Lashon of the Rambam, over here, stitching it is going to work. If you stitch up the garment, that's going to be on. Now, fold it over and now stitched like that, it's going to stay like that. That is going to work over here, and now you would put it onto the new corners, and you have these new corners at the fold, you would put the tzitzis over there. The Ramah disagrees with this whole thing. Disagree with the Pesach of the Mechaber over here, and they hold, you would put it on the folded corners. But he says, therefore, you should put tzitzis over there, but not to make a bracha. If you fold over the towels, and that's how you're going to wear the towels, you should put the tzitzis on the fold, but you should not make a bracha on it, because once again, cause it to be machmer for shitas hamechaber. So the Mishnah Berurah over here, causing you a test, and not so excited about the thing, that for the bracha, that we're going to be machmer for. Once again, you have this whole issue of wearing tzitzis in the wrong place, and you're not, let's say, as if you're not wearing tzitzis. Why are we worried about that, wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis? This we're worried about, but we're not worried about, okay, it's not such a lemaisa thing, we're folding over where you put the scissors. Lemaisa, if you're going to fold over your towels, you go ahead and stitch it up, and therefore you would not get it into any of these problems. Now, next part of this mechaber really splits in two separate dinim over here. You want a bit of connected, but it's different. Over here is you have scissors already on your baggage, and now you want to put new scissors strings on. Okay, so obviously, the most normal way of doing it is take off the old ones, put on the new ones we'll learn later on, if you're allowed to do that. Who says you could just switch strings that are part of the mitzvah right now? Okay, we'll learn that, but now that's what he's doing. So then over here he decides to do something different. He puts on the second set of strings before removing the first one. Okay, so he'll end up with 16 strings over here, or 8 that turn into 6 strings too. So then that's for sure not good. Let's see what happens here. He takes scissors out scissors. He puts a set of scissors onto his other scissors, meaning he adds another set of strings of scissors. So in this scathing levata l'rishona, if this kavan one putting on the second set of strings was to mevatel the first set of strings and not doesn't want the first set of strings, so chotik l'rishona k'sher, he'll just cut off the original ones, you're left with the new ones, everything's good, you have one set of strings for the salus, the fact that you had two on each corner is not possible to sit this afterwards, and therefore you just go ahead and cut off the l'rishona and it'll be k'sher. Okay, for that matter, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Tikkun Chav, if you would go ahead and cut the second ones, the new ones, but then we puzzle came in the car, bit the Rishonos, since his kavanah wasn't mevatel the Rishonos, he has to dafka take, cut off the second one, the first ones, and not the second ones. So that's if his kavanah was to mevatel the first one, that's good. Then his kavanah lahos, if his kavanah was that I want to add a second set of strings onto my talus, even if you go ahead and cut one of them, it is possible, since when he puts on the second set of strings, he is over the Rishus Marina of Shiva. it's over here, his kavanah wants to be over Baal Tosef. He's adding a second set of strings onto his talus. He's over Baal Tosef over here. And therefore, even he's going to go out and cut it off afterwards, it's not going to work. Okay, however, the Ramah disagrees. The Yesh Machshir Mechol Inyan. Those are a matter as long as you cut off the first set of strings, everything's going to be fine. The chayin ikar, that's how the Ashkenazim passed. As long as you cut off the original strings, everything's going to be fine. Okay? The kodim shechatach harishon sasa b'chol yinin. However, before you go ahead and cut off the strings, meaning one of the sets of strings you didn't cut off yet, it's going to be possible because you're over Baal Tosef. You can't have two sets of strings on the same begad. You can only have one set of strings on the begad. Therefore, if you have two, then you are over Baal Tosef, and he's going, not going to be yotzitzit. Now I'm going to move on to the design, because that is more a very, very important inyan over here to understand the begad of the tzitzit, and this is a very, very important to understand certain begadim, whether they're going to be chayv or potter in tzitzit. That is the design over here. Wait, it comes into a machloket in the Rishonim. The Mordechai says any begad that has four knafot, any begad that has four corners is going to be chayv in tzitzit. Okay? That means, even, let's say, a polo shirt that has a little cut on the side and turns into four corners, it'll be chayv in tzitzit because it has four corners. 1, 2, 3, 4, according to the Mordechai, it'll be chayv in tzitzit. We do not paskin like this Mordechai, we paskin like Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha holds that the begad has to be rubo patuach in order for it to be chayv in tzitzit. That means, like all of our tzitzit you buy in the store, it has four corners and it's completely open on the side. Okay, if it's completely open on the side, it's for sure going to be chayv in tzitzit. So that we're going to get to that. Frack, we're going to go to next time about a frack. Okay, that's the next halacha. That's the next halacha we're going to get to in a second. We'll frack whether it's chayv or father and tzitzit. Now, the problem though is, not the problem. Let's say you have the undershirt tzitzit. You have undershirt tzitzit. So that gets into the shayla over here. Okay, is it going to be, what's going to be? Is it going to be chayv and tzitzit? It's not going to be chayv and tzitzit because it's not completely open on the side. Number where you have the place where you put your arms. And so what you need for it to be, because the Rabbeinu Simcha writes, it has to be rubo patuach. It has to be more open than closed. If it's going to be more closed than open, then it's going to be patur in tzitzit. Let's see over here inside the Mechaber. Marbushim shem psuchim in a studying lamata. Clothing that is open on the sides of the garment. V'yishlam dal knafot, and it has four corners. Litzad masa ulamalehim tsumim, but on the top they are closed. There's a lacha. Im rubo sasum tof. If the robe of the garment is closed, then the garment is not chayim and tzitzit. You do not have to lach the dal tzitzit on the dal knafot. V'im rubo patuach. If the robe of the garment is open, then it's going to be chayim. That's going to be the whole shot. If the robe, where's that robe? We'll see in the next halacha. We want robe hanerei nine. We don't want it to be 51% open. We want to be able to, you look at this garment, and you can see this is robe patuach. Okay, or else you get into marasayin shaylus. However, you need robe rubo sasum, vim chetzio sasum, chetzio patuach, if it's 50-50. So then we have a suffix. So matilin at damachumra, we put tzitzis on them, v'chayim at tzitzis, v'ein yotzim of Shabbos. So we would not leave the house on Shabbos in a place that does not have an eruv. We have a suffix that maybe would be considered caring because it's not really chayim and tzitzis. So we would put on tzitzis. We would not make a brach on such a tzitzis because the suffix brach was a hagel. And we would not leave it on Shabbos for 50-50. We do not have a garment. We do not want a garment of 50-50. If you want a garment, that is rubo patua. Okay. Now here comes the shalos. So over here, number one is we have to discuss is, what you do, what is the arms, where the arms go through, is that considered, if you add that to the part that is patuach, or is that part of it? You usually have the arm, then you have a little bit that is closed, and then you have the bottom that is open. What do you count this? That's the Be'er Halacha talks about over here, in Dilemasa Rubo Patuach. Dilemasa Rubo Patuach, so at the bottom of page 35, even the part where the hand goes through, that's considered, that part is considered like it's closed. The humi achayi adam, and it's that's the fact of the chayi adam. The asad derachayim hatik b'shim eliyahu rabbanim and star kshen lamabush bata yadayim. Come on, they're like, fine, shadi v'inargan nishas adam ayin sham. The gamba has this chayim isav gaza lachem bevade ein levarech al talas katan gazet. If you're only going to be considered ruva patua with the arms being considered open, then do not make a bracha on such a talas. That means you should have robe patuach, not including the arm. Okay, not including the arms, you should not include that in there. And therefore, most of the t-shirt tzitzis that are going to be sold in the store, so they'll have the arm place where you put your arm through, a little bit closer, and robe is going to be patuach, and therefore you would not get into a problem. So you're not going to consider the open area of the batzah yadayim as part of the ruva, the shear of the ruva patuach, as the Be'er Halacha points out over here. You do not count it. Then the next shaila is very important. What if it's really ruva patuach? But let's say you have taftorim, you have buttons and stuff like that, that they close up. Is that still considered ruva patuach? Or when you button them, okay, some of them have these the metal buttons that they clasp together. Is that considered like it's sasum and therefore it's going to be patern tzitzis? Or is it still considered chayim? So that's the next Be'er Halacha. I'm sorry, the previous Be'er Halacha. Dilem hafa ruva tzach. He says, Pasha daf dilem eifas tiyas a begad a ruva tzach. For sure. Even if when you made the begad, it was ruva tzach, v'achar kach nasa ma'atma ruva sasum, then it became ruva sasum. Dilem hachi, that's considered ruva tzach. It doesn't matter that originally it was robe open. As long as right now it's both closed, it's going to be patur min hatzitzis. V'imkein, im hayu lo krosim betalos patur shol lamata mechatzio. If you have hooks, okay, that's how they used to close things, a hook to close it up. Lamata mechatzio, at the bottom half that's normally open. Actually, akfufim rach ma'at, but it was not like closed in a play that they clasped it together very strongly. That's going to be very hard to open up. It still has a din of patuach. So you see over here, even though it has clasped shut, as long as it's not clasped so strongly together, it is still going to be considered ruvo patuach, even though it has these hooks. And that's the psak of the post, I saw it also in the halacha brura. He also has, even if it has kaftorim, even if it has hooks, even if it has velcro, let's say, it would still be considered ruvo patuach halach lemaisa. The problem is, and we're not going to have time to go through the whole halacha, but tomorrow we'll see that Mr. Bro seems to be selling himself. Because over there, when it's talking about the frocks and things like this, that have places that is, a lot of it is open, a lot of it is closed. So he talks about putting on hooks over there. So if you see in Mishnah Berurah, second, Chavtes. Mishnah Berurah Chavtes, don't put these hooks at the bottom of your tzitzis to have you kasasim. Then it's going to be like so. Okay, however, if you read on in the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see the chiluk, and this is the chiluk. V'hu shenichpafin me'od rashi ekosim l'sad sheni. Over here, it's talking about where they are very bent, very strongly. She'eino yachol atim ali ayidei maisa. When it is so closed that you're going to need a maisa gadol in order to open it up. Not like the easy buttons that we have and Velcro that we have. That's not hard to do. That's very easy to do. Okay? If it's going to be very, it's going to be clasped shut, where it's more like a permanent closing, and you have to do a big maisa in order to open it up, then it would be considered closed, and that would potter you from the tzitzis on such a bag. However, if it just has buttons, or has Velcro and things like this, then in the bottom, it is still considered ruba patuach, and therefore it is still going to be chayiv in tzitzis. Okay, so that is the halacha over here. Be'ezrat Hashem, next time, Shana will discuss more about ruva patuach, ruva sasum, when we get to the fracks and things like this. Adkan for today.